Founded in 1983, Miss Indian World is a five-day competition held in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This year's competition takes place April 25th through 27th. The event is part of the annual Gathering of Nations, the largest Native American powwow in the world. Young women from across North America represent their tribes and communities as they compete to win the crown. Rather than emphasizing contestants' outward appearance, Miss Indian World aims to select a winner who demonstrates a deep understanding of her culture, traditions, people, and history. I spoke with Yuki tribal member and Round Valley resident Raquel Britton about her run for Miss Indian World.
I am Raquel Britton. I'm 22 years old. I come from the Round Valley Indian Tribes Reservation. That I am running for Miss Indian World, that I am registered under as Yuki, which would be considered Yuyokonom, which is people of the valley, which is where I'm from. I want to make a change. I want to show there's other things outside of Covelo in the reservation for youth and for everyone. That I got inspired. I always wanted to run, but I got mostly inspired in high school, but I never had the time or the confidence to run until officially now.
Raquel, what kind of preparations are you making leading up to the Miss Indian World competition in Albuquerque?
So, to leading up to the Miss Indian World pageant, behind the scenes, is quite intense. I had to go through a process of writing an essay, documenting myself, providing my identity, talking more about myself to the Miss Indian World, about who you are, where you come from, what are your goals, if you're going to school or not. So leading up to the pageant, I'll be there on the 23rd at 5 to be there at Albuquerque, New Mexico to officially register. And then leading up to the pageant will be personal interviews, dinners, talking, going behind the stage, and preparing for the actual show. That there also will be the talent show and then the dance competition.
And what will you be performing for the talent portion of the pageant?
The traditional talent show, I will be performing on my history of basketry. I learned how to do baskets at around, I'm going to say middle school to high school, that I just started picking up naturally, that I do have family members who can make baskets also, that it just came natural to me and I've been making baskets ever since. Basketry tells a story. It tells a story about the person and their character. Well, it tells us about who they are, and what they represent. Also, it goes into the background of their homelands or their ancestral.
What is the dance portion of the Miss Indian World pageant like, and what will you be performing for that?
They have everyone kind of do kind of like a same dance. It is like kind of a roundhouse dance or like a powwow, you would say. They kind of have a drum group, so either Southern or Northern, depending on which group, and then they put you in split into two groups where you kind of like perform like how you are. So you can dance however you please, or you can like follow the beat.
And will you be wearing special regalia for the dance performance?
I'll be wearing special regalia. I am making some new top pieces for my regalia, and then I have my mother who's helping me make my outfit portion.
Miss Indian World takes place in Albuquerque, and it is part of Gathering of Nations, the largest Native American powwow in the world. Will this be your first time attending Gathering of the Nations? Do you have any friends or family who have gone before?
I have not attended Gathering of Nations. I always wanted to go before, but I never had the chance. Now that I'm going as a Miss Indian World contestant, I'm excited to attend the Gathering Nations that I'll be attending with my sister And then my chaperone, who was my former history, the American history teacher, Lori Lewa Thompson. She works at the Mendocino College as the full-time ethics teacher.
Raquel, I'm sure you've thought about what it would be like to win Miss Indian World. You're so passionate about the competition. Tell me, what would you do if you won the title of Miss Indian World?
If I were to win Miss Indian World, would be an honor to represent Covelo, even if I don't win. But to win the pageant portion itself would be also a very big honor because you're not only representing Covelo, but you're representing the whole Native country or Indigenous nations from all over. That to me, running is aspired youth to help make a change, be more a positive outlet. That after, to be honest, after dealing with the loss of my little cousin, Ruby Sky, I fell into a dark place that I wasn't even going to be sure if I was going to run or not. Because when that all happened, I was thinking about it before then, before everything happened, when they were having the sign-up process. I applied for a funding for youth. It was a COVID funding for the Indian Health, National Indian Health Organization. That was a scholarship for a trip to Alaska. Now I ended up getting a scholarship and I ended up talking to a lot of people who are also going through things that happened through COVID or through their own ways of personal life. And then after I came home, I started more like opening up and realizing and going back to school officially.
Raquel, you told me you were doing some fundraising efforts to help pay for your journey to Albuquerque. Would you tell us a little bit about that?
Right now, I'm looking for sponsors to help me to get over Albuquerque to at least help pay for my flight and to help pay for other expenses. That
So
I've been writing sponsorship letters and I've been waiting for responses back. And if anyone wants to support me, I do have a GoFundMe going on.
in addition to all the work and dedication it takes to prepare for a competition of this magnitude, Raquel, you're also pursuing higher education through Mendocino College, and you also volunteer for several groups in Covelo. Can you tell us more about that work as well as your college studies?
Well, I go to school, so I'm always down in Kaya sometimes from Monday to Thursday. But Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, I'm back here in Covelo to help out for the PE basketball game. And then I do unity meetings, which I'm the president of. So unity meeting stands, it's a local youth group, which unity is called United Nations of Indian Tribal Youth. It's a big organization for all of Indian country for youth to come together to help make changes in their community, to help what lead youth in leadership roles to become better positive role models. I attend Mendocino College full time, and that recently I became the treasurer of the Indigenous Nations Club. I am going under social work.
It's been a dream of yours to compete in the Miss Indian World pageant for quite some time. How are you feeling as the competition draws closer?
The pageant itself, I know a lot of people from all over will be watching. It's on national TV. It'll be on being live broadcasted. That even if I don't win, I'm happy to represent, to even serve. That this is not open opportunity for me, but opportunity for everyone of Covelo, for all the young girls who wish to train or to wish to try to compete, or even girls from all over California, or even other small reservations, or even other big reservations who don't know if they can do it. That I just want to be a positive light and a positive role model to inspire people, even aspiring like boys or men, to be better, to be a better role model in the community.
You speak so much about your desire to inspire others and to be a good role model. Who was a good role model and who inspired you growing up?
I have my mother, who's a positive role model, but to be honest, in Covelo, when I was kind of growing up in high school, there wasn't really a lot of positive things going on. There's Covelo has its ups and downs. There's good and there's bad. That's every reservation, to be straight to the point. But I did have a few positive role models growing up that even though there was a lot of negativity around me, I still kept on the right path. That for one, the right path for me, and what I aspire people, what I aspire the youth to be, is don't drink, you don't do drugs, you don't do alcohol, you don't do anything, you keep a positive light. It's called, in Indian country, it's called walking the red road. That walking the red road means that you walk alone, that you don't follow the crowd. That walking the red road means that you'll probably end up walking it very lonely road. It's a very hard road to walk, especially growing up as like a teenager, because you want to fit in under peer pressure. So I've seen what drugs and alcohol can do to people.
Thank you, Raquel. We wish you the best of luck. This has been Jen Procacci reporting for KMUD.